Welcome to the Free Diving Journal, Episode 0. My name is Donny. I'm a freediving athlete, coach, and educator, and the host of the Free Diving Journal and Free Dive Cafe podcasts. The Free Diving Journal podcast is the ultimate source of knowledge and entertainment for the breath hold divers of the world. Join my guests and myself for deep dives into freediving technique, science, and lifestyle. Enjoy monthly news dispatches from the freediving universe. Get together for entertaining live streams with elite freedivers and breath hold beginners alike. You can find the podcast at freediveandthrive.com/journal and, of course, on all good podcast players. All right, here we are. The journal has landed. Most of you who are listening will already be familiar with the Free Dive Cafe podcast. So if you are a regular listener to that show, then welcome back, old friends. Good to have you here. Some of you may be discovering this free diving podcast for the first time. If so, then welcome wholeheartedly to this exciting new project. Everyone might be wondering, what is this new project all about, Donny, and why? Don't you already have a free diving podcast? Good questions. Let's answer them. So the Free Dive Cafe is almost 6 years old. Can you believe that? That's more than half a decade. Unbelievable. And it's been very well received in the freediving community over the years. Those long-form interviews with the world's most interesting freediving athletes, coaches, scientists, journalists, and safety and medical personalities now number around 130 episodes. I believe, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the Freedive Cafe now constitutes the largest source of pure freediving information in the world, and I'm very proud of what we have achieved there, and I will continue to release Freedive Cafe interviews into the future. But for many years, I have been desiring to do another kind of freediving podcast, a show that focuses not on the individuals and their stories, but something more like the kind of magazine I would read in the 90s when I was a kid. News, deep dives into topics, multiple guests, fun banter, random episodes, and sharing more of my own personal story of how freediving has and is transforming my life and the way I see the world, and how amazing it is that it can do that. I was derailed in getting this project started a couple of times through the years, in part due to a real lack of vision for how I could make this not only the best podcast in the freediving community, but how I could make an exceptional sports and education podcast in general. And of course, there was the energy and the time that went into the semi-failed Thrivers podcast project, where I foolishly attempted to leave my freediving comfort zone, my niche, and that podcast ultimately proved to be non-productive and too difficult to continue. But over the last year, the vision for the journal began to become clearer, and a lot of important elements came together to make it possible. Partly, my connections in the community are now very strong enough that calling on the right people to contribute to this project is quite easy. And also, my own personal development and ability in and understanding of this sport has, I believe, matured now to the point where I feel confident enough to stand behind my own opinions and knowledge and experience of freediving to be a better direct educator. I've always been a bit of a lone wolf, but I also finally accepted that I could make a better podcast if I occasionally called on some friends to do some co-hosting for me and take on some of the research so we can bring you the best experience possible. So here we are. The Freediving Journal has arrived, and I'm very excited to share it with you guys. All right, so now I will explain the format of this new project, because like a magazine, it has different sections with different flavors and different goals. First of all, we're going to have the deep dive episodes. Deep dives will focus on a topic in free diving technique or science or lifestyle or history. It's meant to be the ultimate educational experience where I bring onto the show a selection of experts to discuss their ideas about the topic, to bring in various opinions and strategies and experiences so you can better develop a more well-rounded, objective understanding of a topic. And I'll use my own experience and knowledge of the topic to tie everything together in a neat package. Or at least that's the plan. For example, the first of these deep dives will be episode 3, and the topic is mouthfeel. I have spent hours interviewing a fine array of freediving athletes and coaches on this topic. Many of the names you will most certainly recognize: Andrea Zuccari, Federico Manna, Sarah Campbell, Julia Mosse, Aaron Solomons, Marco Nones, and more, all on the same episode. If the final episode is a fraction as interesting and educational for you guys as it was for me making the recordings, then I think we're on to a winner here. Next up, we have the News Dispatch, which we aim to put out once a month. In this episode, myself and co-host Jordi discuss the news in the freediving community, the events, the competitions, competition results, and even some PBs and personal experiences from listeners. The first News Dispatch for March 2022 will be out today. This is not the BBC, my friends, so don't expect a super high degree of journalistic professionalism and impartiality from my end. It's meant to be a little bit irreverent, as that's what I do well, but my co-host Jordi Duncan out of Australia will be doing her best to keep me in line. And then we have the live stream get-togethers. This is kind of like a combined training talk, discussion, and entertaining banter session. The basic premise is that myself, representing the intermediate level diver, and Canadian athlete Sheena McNally, massively popular guest in the Free Dive Cafe podcast, representing the elite level divers, get together and discuss our latest training schedule, lifestyle hacks and mistakes and whatever coffee or beer we're drinking, and basically just have a good old laugh. We'll hopefully get some more like cookie recipes from Sheena. We'll be inviting one Patreon supporter to each meeting to ask anything they want and join in the fun. And we'll be opening up to questions sent in online too. It's meant to be irreverent, entertaining, not too serious, and educational all at the same time. At the very least, it'll be a lot of fun. And then there will be the random episodes dropping from time to time where I get into a topic or event or discussion in a bit more detail in a shorter form episode. I mean, this is the thing that I wanted to do all through the years of the Free Dive Cafe, but I couldn't really do it because the format of the Free Dive Cafe was so fixed. But for example, I just received a whole new bunch of research on hypoxia, and I look forward to having the author of those studies come on and explain to us what they have learned. So we can provide the links to the research, and we can get the author to explain from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And and I think that's going to be really good to have every so often. So that's the plan, and everything is well underway to carry out the plan, and you can expect the Free Diving Journal episodes to be dropping quite regularly in the coming weeks and months. All aspects of this new project are meant to have the quality of evolving over time to create a better listening experience, a more educational and entertaining experience. We encourage you to get in touch with ideas, questions, suggestions, and especially for the News Dispatch episodes, any interesting news or happenings that you think we should report on. To report on freediving news, please email us at news@freediveandthrive. For all other questions and inquiries, please email me at donny@freediveandthrive. And let me make it clear that the Freediving Journal is, like the Freedive Cafe, made possible by the Patreon supporters. In fact, if you're already a Patreon supporter for the Freedive Cafe, then you're automatically a supporter of the journal. It's the same account. Patrons can expect to get a ton of extra content and bonuses. For example, of the 4 or so hours, maybe five hours of interviews I recorded for the Mouthfill deep dive, less than an hour of that will probably make it to the final episode. But everything else, I'm going to put that out on Patreon so you can get the full shabam. I would really like, although I can't make any promises, to keep sponsors off this podcast. I would like to keep that side out of it, unless the partnership and the offer is really sincere and sits well with me, because to be honest, it never feels 100% right. So continued support from patrons will be greatly appreciated and important as we move forward. To support the journal and the cafe, go to patreon.com/freenavcafe. You can also follow the podcast through my personal Instagram account at Freedive and Thrive. There is an official Facebook group, the Freediving Journal and Freedive Cafe Podcasts, where I'll post episodes and updates. And then there is the Facebook group, the Freediving Journal and Freedive Cafe Community Forum, which is meant to serve as a place for fans of the show to discuss episodes and engage with myself and the guests. I'm now going to leave you to enjoy the first official episode of the Freediving Journal, Episode 1, the March News Dispatch. Big love to you all, wherever you may dive, and dive safe.